Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, your audio home for Resurrection Lutheran Church. 10 minutes every day with life of Jesus means yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for Acts chapter 3, looking at February 20th, or something like that. Acts chapter 3. Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour, an hour of prayer. A certain man who was lame from birth was carried there every day and placed at the temple gate, which is called Beautiful, so that he could beg for donations from those entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter the temple, he asked them for a donation. Peter looked directly at him, as did John. Peter said, "Look at us." So the man paid close attention to them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I will give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, get up and walk." Peter took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately the man's feet and ankles were made strong. Jumping up, he stood and began to walk. He entered the temple courts with them, walking, jumping, and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God. They recognized him as the one who used to sit begging for money at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While the men held on to Peter and John, all the people came running toward them in utter amazement in the area called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why are you amazed at this? Why are you staring at us as if by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and disowned in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. You disowned the Holy and Righteous One, and asked to have a murderer given to you. You killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. We are witnesses of this, and on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus that has strengthened this man whom you see and know. And this faith that comes through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. Now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance just like your leaders, but in this way God fulfilled what he had foretold through the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer. Therefore, repent and return to have your sins wiped out, so that refreshing times may come from the presence of the Lord, that he may send Jesus, the Christ appointed for you. He must receive heaven until the time when everything will be restored, as God spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Moses said to the fathers, 'The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet from your brothers, who is like me. Listen to everything he tells you.' And this is what will happen. Every person who does not listen to that prophet will be completely cut off from the people. Also, all the prophets from Samuel on, as many as have spoken, have talked about these days. You are the sons of the prophets, and of the covenant that God made with our fathers when he said to Abraham, 'In your seed all the families of the earth will be blessed.' God raised up his servant and sent him to you first, to bless you by turning every one of you away from your wicked ways." This is the word of our God. What is your wealth? Seriously, you could probably look at your bank statement. You could do some counting there. Maybe pull a statement from your 401k or your 403b, your Roth IRA, some investments. You could get your house appraised, and you could see how much it's worth, at least on the market right now, given current market conditions. What is your wealth? Silver and gold we have none, but what we have we give to you, Peter says. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, get up and walk. What is your wealth? It's easy. It's easy to sit back and to recognize or to count what we can see. And it's easy to see the paycheck that comes. And it's easy to see the refund that is due us by April 15th, give or take. But the wealth that we have is difficult to count. The real wealth that we have is the Word of God. The real wealth that we have that can give you, that points you to Jesus and gives you that faith. It's what God uses to give you that faith. And that real wealth of the Word of God is going to take you to a place where the streets are paved with gold. And in comparison, even the most beautiful mansion this side of heaven doesn't compare. What is your real wealth? As congregations carry out their plans of ministry, sometimes the discussion comes up, are we hitting a budget? And sometimes there's even worry and fretting, and sometimes, maybe more often than sometimes, the solution to budgetary woes and poor stewardship is to let everybody know. If we just let everybody know that there's a need, then they'll give to that need. And that aspect of communication is helpful. But how much more so? Instead of saying, well, we have this immediate need right now to hit the budget, or we have this immediate need to make a mortgage, whatever the case may be. How much more so, rather than looking at needs, just to delete all that financial info from the bulletin and to step back and say, dear friend, don't think about the needs of our church. Think about the needs of our community, that we've got riches here in the Word of God, and the community needs to hear it. Think about the riches that God has given for you, that He who did not spare His own Son but gave Him up for us all, how will He not, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Think about the blessings that God has given to you in this life, and that God wants your heart, 100% of it, and not just for that hour or so on Sunday morning. God wants your heart. Now, out of the wealth that God has blessed you with, the material, the physical, the earthly, the visible, and the spiritual, the forgiveness, the Word of God, and your time, and your talents, out of all of that wealth, what portion of that 100% that belongs to God do we want to give back to Him? And in that way, in that context, in that setting, offerings are seen as a response to God's love for us. Giving to our Lord instead of merely giving to a need, and giving so that we, you know, don't go in the red, so we stay in the black, whatever the case may be. Because it leaves the wealth and the focus of our wealth where it truly belongs. That the most important wealth we have is the Word of God. And in that wealth, in that Word of God, Jesus gives us life. And if we gather around that Word of God and all is lost aside from that, the wall may be gone. Hate, steal, hurt, or kill, do what they will. The wall may be gone, the victory is won. Just think, if today or tomorrow, hackers stole all the money out of your bank account, your house burned down, there was an underground volcano or something that made your land totally worthless. Just think, if tomorrow all you had escaped with was the shirt on your back, would you still be as wealthy as you are? If your 403b, 401k, Roth IRA, mutual funds, house, everything was gone. Dear Christian, you would still be as wealthy, and in a sense, maybe even more so, than if you could count all those things. Yes, physical blessings are a blessing. Yes, physical wealth is a blessing from God, and not to downplay that at the least. But we dare not focus our eyes on what we see and lose sight of the wealth that God gives us in what is unseen. And so my invitation for you, take 10 seconds right now and thank God for all that your wealth, all that He has given to you, the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, a pastor who can teach that to you and point that out to you. Give thanks to God. I'll count 10 seconds right here. And after that 10 seconds of thanking God for the true wealth that He's given to you and to me, I'd like to invite you, and if you're already coming, then bring along somebody else. Find a Bible class that fits in your schedule. And if it doesn't fit, well, let's add another one or find a way to make it fit. Because right now, we're averaging about 40 people across three Bible classes, and that isn't really indicative of the true wealth that we have as Christians, I'll put it that way. And so my invitation, we've got Tuesday evening, 7 to 8:30, we've got Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and we've got Sunday morning at 10:15. My invitation for you is make that Sunday morning one a priority. If you're coming ready, then keep on coming and find somebody to bring along with you to sit at your table with you, have a cup of coffee and some donuts. And let's take some time together to explore the wealth that Jesus has committed into our hands. You can find us Sunday mornings at 10:15 is Bible class, 9 a.m. is worship, 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. You could also follow us on Instagram at Raised with Jesus. God bless your day.